There is a way now that wasn't there 30 years ago where you could release some of your equity without having to sell the property.
So we're back on the grind, Greg.
Back on the grind.
Yeah.
We could ask. From the rain.
Yeah, the rain. It's quite full on. I've never had to drive my car through like really deep puddles. I haven't been cultured, you know.
After no rain for so long in Auckland, to get torrential rain like that, I was starting to feel like those poor Australians and thinking, didn't know the floodwaters coming.
There's a good video of like a farmer that had like drought after drought, and then he saw the rain and he ran out just with joy. Must be a tough line.
To get drowned.
Yeah, and then he drowned in a small puddle. So it was like a mixed experience.
Get flash floods.
Yeah. Wow, they're actually quite scary. It's just you and your tricking. But anyways, we're not talking about that. We're talking about finance. So it's a bit of a longer question, but I think it talks to a particular pain point that people have. Question. We are fortunate enough to own our own home and a small holiday home, both mortgage-free. Estimated value $2,000,000 and $600,000. This is taken from the lowest property value range. My partner just turned 65, is on NZ Super. I am 63 and have terminal cancer and I'm on supported living. Tough. Our problem is we have eaten through the savings over the last few years due to reduced income. I would love to keep the holiday home a little longer to build memories with my daughter and grandchildren, also for my own mental health, even better. Leave them the property, continue building memories where we all love spending time together. Is it feasible or even possible to get an interest-only loan up to $100,000, interest only, to enable this to happen for the next 5 years rather than give up on the dream now? The loan could be used for essential repairs and interest payments outside what we can meet on reduced income. I'd prefer to progressively draw down the loan rather than get it all up front to keep interest costs down and payable early if circumstances change. Last paragraph. We do have life insurance if the inevitable occurred within the next 5 years. It's lower than it was. We made an earlier terminal illness claim on mine and used it to repay our mortgage in 2016. Outliving your diagnosis has a downside financially. As a general rule, we live frugally. That would not change if we proceed. This would give me time to come to terms with having to sell something I worked very hard to achieve and reduce the feeling it was all for nothing. Is this foolhardy or worth consideration? So essentially, they've got a house and they've got a holiday home, both mortgage-free. They don't want to get rid of the holiday home and they're wondering if an interest-free-only mortgage is something they should consider.
Thanks, Ron. It's a very interesting and good question because there's lots of issues that come out of it. And I would think this is not a dissimilar situation that a lot of people will find themselves in. Yeah, the specifics might be a little bit different, but the general issue there is not. You know, these people are asset rich, cash poor. You know, a home worth $2 million and a holiday home worth $600,000, you could hardly sort of line up at the poor people's table, and they're millionaires. And I would have thought if they were talking to someone like me 30 odd years ago, they thought if they had $1 million to their name, they'd be well off. Now they've got 2.6 million. Such is the miracle of property ownership over a long period of time, even in a period of low inflation. So they're not poor, but they are worried. And I can understand why they're worried, because at 63 and 65, that's not exactly old. And I know the lady concerned has got terminal cancer, but you know, in this day and age, that can mean that life's terminal. The cancer condition could be brought under control, maybe can go into remission, and she may have 5, 10, who knows how many years ahead of her. So, you know, planning ahead and thinking ahead is an important thing to do. You've got to live for today, but you should plan for tomorrow. So today, they've got probably, depending on what other They've got no other savings, so they've said that. But what I'm not sure is that whilst the husband will be getting New Zealand Super, whether she qualifies as the spouse. And I suspect she would do. So that means that their net income after tax would be in excess of $30,000. Maybe 30 to 32 to 33 net. That's not enough to live on, really. It's enough to exist on, but given that you've actually got rates on two properties, and I imagine the $600,000 holiday home, the rates are probably the same as the $2 million one, because all these districts where there are beaches all over the place, you really gouge it to the holiday home owners because they can. I've seen that on the Coromandel where the rates down there for no services at all are in the thousands. You pay less in Auckland and get a lot more services, but it is what it is. What they will be is asset rich, cash poor. Now, they're talking about an interest-free loan. Well, you know, they're whistling in the wind. There is no way they would get a loan from a bank, one, because of their age, and two, because they have no income. But lucky for them, there is a silver lining there in the cloud, because there are groups, and the group that I've dealt with and would recommend is Heartland, who will provide what we call an equity release loan to people who qualify, and I imagine these folk would qualify within their rules. So what it means is Heartland is it's a bank or a finance company. It's really a combination of the old Merrick and the Southland Building Society, the two companies that came out still smiling after the global financial crisis in 2008-2009, when all the other finance companies went to the wall. These two came together, formed Heartland, took over the business of a company called Sentinel, who started up the concept of the equity release arrangement. And for those listeners who don't understand, if you have a freehold property and you qualify, and the qualification is really by age, so it's no good to you young ones, but to the older folk, it's an arrangement where the bank will, subject to a formula, take a mortgage against your freehold property, which you don't have to service, and the interest is just compounded, and when the property is sold, then you repay the loan. The interest rates at the moment would be around 6 to 7%, obviously more than what it would be if you were borrowing from the bank at 3 to 4%, going up, of course, but there's extra risk involved. They can't do a mortgagee sale on you. There is an obligation that if you actually had nil equity in the property, they won't kick you out. I don't see how that could happen, because they will only lend up to a percentage. Now, if you think it for these folk, you know, we're life has been kind of kind to them, is that that property, particularly the one, the home, wherever that might be, now worth $2 million, that's a substantial amount of money. And the lady in question, or the person writing in, has said, look, we don't want a lump sum. We just want some money to be able to do up the property and be able to keep the wheels moving. Well, that's more than possible, much more than possible. And I would also argue, if I was their advisor, and these are the sort of people I like helping, because there is a solution. You know, they can't see it, like many people, they can't see the wood for the trees, because that's not their training. But for someone like Ryan and I, you look at the circumstances there and you can see, you know, asset rich, cash poor, all the money in lifestyle assets, not investment assets. But now, that wasn't there 30 years ago, where you could release some of your equity without having to sell the property. 30 years ago, I would have said to them, you either downscale the home and buy a lesser home and free up some money, or you sell the holiday home. probably neither, which would have been particularly palatable because the timing didn't suit them. What they can do now, though, is use Heartland as a means of releasing sufficient funds, they say up to 100,000, they could easily get 100,000 based on the equity in their home, and they don't need to do it all at once, and they could just use some of that money to supplement their living. I reckon they're probably $1,000 a month short on the money they need to fund a reasonable lifestyle. It means they don't need to sell the holiday home. They don't need to downscale their own family home. They've got money to do the maintenance and repairs that they want to do to enjoy the property while they can. And why shouldn't they? As we all know, you're a long time dead, so you might as well enjoy life while it's there. People like Ryan and myself are there to make sure that people make sane, sound, sensible decisions and that they can see the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is these people can have their cake and eat it. And it's hard to tell here, but you get the impression it's just one child of the relationship, and it's probably a second relationship because they talk about partners, but you don't know, and that's always the difficulty for us when we try to answer a question that's written in without having the people in front. I enjoy meeting people and getting to the bottom of what it is that makes them tick and what it is that's really important to them about money and what money can do for them. And when you're talking face to face, you can do that. It's very hard when you just got a bit of paper. But if there's just the one child of the relationship, to me, if I was giving them advice, I'll be saying, look, if this holiday property is the property where people have had the memories and you've got not only your daughter but you've got grandchildren, wouldn't it be a great thing if you can pass that property on to your daughter and your grandchildren in the fullness of time? And they can actually do that. It gets a bit more tricky when you've got more than one child because they may or may not get on. There are other issues about carrying on and maintaining the property once you're gone. But in this case, they can do everything they want to do.
Cool. Well, that's good. Good you got the solution there. And people listening that they want others to hear more about it, a bit of a review, go appreciate it on how we can make it better on so how more people can hear about it. And if you got your own question, ryan@oneplan.co.nz or just Ryan J. Melton on anywhere on the web. Just find me on whatever place is easy to message. And that's all from us.